Okay, so it's on a Sunday morning,
yeah,
or afternoon, and I'm back with Billy Bragg at Speaker's Corner.
Here we are again.
So last week we were talking about the campaign for against RBS paying their bankers all these bonuses. So last Sunday, did you pay your taxes at midnight?
No, I didn't. No, I'm now overdue in my taxes, so I would have incurred a £100 fine.
And have you heard from the Treasury since then at all?
Well, yeah, I did get a letter from Lord Miners, who's the Financial Services Secretary to the Treasury. And he wrote to me in response to my initial letter to Alistair Darling, on, which was 17th, I think I sent that, 17th of January. And he really just, you know, really didn't tell me anything I didn't know. He explained why the bankers had to be bailed out, which I agree with. He explained how they're working to get our money back, which I totally agree with. But then he kind of like, he used what we call the L'Oreal defence to explain why they had to pay these bonuses, because he reckoned they were worth it. So it was, all in all, it's a bit disappointing. I should be writing back to him as soon as I get home tonight to ask him what he's going to do about this report in the paper that the RBS are going to pay £39,000 and the rest in shares, but they're going to allow them shares to be cashed in within a few months. So I'm very, very concerned about that now.
And that's totally cynical. That few months ties in with the election campaign.
Exactly.
That's how the election
all over
brushed aside.
Yeah.
And it's business
exactly.
as you were.
Exactly.
What can we do as people that are very concerned about our taxes going towards these bankers? How can we put pressure on Alistair Darling?
Well, I'll be doing my best. I'll be going up to Edinburgh next weekend to make the case outside the old headquarters of RBS, and I'll be doing what I can. I mean, you can write to your MP. You can, you know, some people have suggested withdrawing their money from Royal Bank of Scotland, going to another bank, I'll be thinking of ways we can ratchet up the pressure over the next couple of weeks, because it is only going to be, I think, a couple of weeks. I should imagine by, you know, the end of February they will have announced their losses, it looks like it's going to be, and they will be handing out their money. So, you know, this is coming to its denouement one way or another.
Okay, and as a final quick question, this all really just seems to be about just having generally a much fairer society. That's the base of all this. Who really is more of a threat to that? Is it the bankers, the Tory party, the Labour party? What stands in our way between a fairer society?
What stands in our way is an idea that if rich people are allowed to get richer, everyone will benefit. That idea, which has been the predominant idea in our politics for the last 30 years, has been proved not to work by the recent report by the National Equality Panel. The richest 10% are 100 times richer than the poorest 10%. So trickle-down doesn't work. So we need to step away from that and commit ourselves again to paying our taxes, to paying progressive taxes, and to funding a welfare state that does its best to look after the majority of people, and start to narrow that gap between the rich and the poor. We'll never totally close it, but to be narrowing it, to be on the way to making a more equal society, is much more important than the way we've been the last 30 years to a more unequal society.
It's just trying to find any kind of party that's going to align themselves with our thoughts. And right now, there isn't really...
That can win an election as well. Not just find a party, but one that can win power in just 12 weeks. That's a big problem, isn't it?
That's quite a task, but I think for all the support here, people are really behind this.
So, I hope so.
So, Billy Bragg, thank you for your time.
Nice to see you.
Good luck.
My pleasure. Cheers.
Cheers.